Friday, January 6th, 2023. Welcome everybody to the Battle Club Guys podcast. I'm your host, the Battle Club Guy. This is going to be a special edition of the Battle Club Guys podcast as we have some breaking news regarding Vince McMahon and the board of directors in WWE. Vince McMahon is back on the board of directors in WWE as this morning. So I'm going to break down the whole situation for you guys, give you the latest updates that's going on surrounding this situation. But first off, if this is your first time joining me, I want to say thank you for joining me. As I said, this is the Battle Club Guys podcast, and I'm your host, the Battle Club Guy. As always, follow me on Twitter, at the Battle Club Guy. Check out that Instagram, the Battle Club Guy. I also have a YouTube channel, the Battle Club Guys podcast on YouTube. Head on over to the channel. Subscribe to the channel if you haven't already. Like some of the videos. I did my 2022 in review video where I list my wrestlers of the year. I list some predictions, some of my favorite moments in pro wrestling in 2022. So definitely head on over to the channel and check that out. So let's get into it. So yesterday, January the 5th, Wall Street Journal released an article saying, here's the headline here. Wall Street Journal released an article. WWE owner Vince McMahon told the company that he plans to elect himself to its board and he plans to sell the company to help pursue the sale of WWE. So Vince McMahon has plans to sell WWE. The report yesterday said Vince McMahon, who has majority voting power through his ownership of WWE's Class B stocks, said Thursday he told the company that he is electing himself and two former co-presidents and directors, Michelle Wilson and George Barrios, to the board. The move to reinstate Mr. McMahon, with which the board previously rebuffed, and the others will require three current directors to vacate their positions. So that was yesterday, January the 5th. Today, January the 6th. WWE put out this press release. I'm going to pull it up here. So this is the board of directors press release. It says World Wrestling Entertainment, class. I don't know all these stocks and stuff, but this is pretty much. I'm going to pull up the press release that I guess that WWE provided. So this is from WWE press release. WWE provides update regarding composition of its board of directors and exploring of its strategic alternatives. So today we announce that the founder of WWE, Vince McMahon, will be returning to the board, said chairwoman and co-CEO Stephanie McMahon, co-CEO Nick Khan, and chief content officer Paul Levesque, a.k.a. Triple H. We also welcome back Michelle Wilson and George Barrios to our board of directors. Together, we look forward to exploring all strategic alternatives to maximize shareholder value. As Vince McMahon stated yesterday, WWE has an exceptional management team in place, and I do not intend for my return to have any impact on the roles, duties, or responsibilities. In connection with the change in the composition of the board of directors and its cooperation with Vince McMahon as majority shareholder, the company intends to undertake a review of its alternatives, with the goals being to maximize value for all WWE shareholders. There's no assurance that this process will result in a transaction. I'm going to say that again. There is no assurance that this process of Vince McMahon coming back to the board of directors will result in a sale of the company WWE. So they released that. Other news that has come out this morning. It looks like Sean Ross Sapp reported that I can't pronounce his name at all, but two other board members have resigned from the board of directors. And one of the members that resigned was the lead investigator on the Vince McMahon investigation. That's very interesting. PW Insider has reported that Vince McMahon and WWE will be holding an all hands on deck meeting today at 3:30 p.m. I think they said it's going to be a Zoom call. So the all hands on deck meeting at 3 p.m. regarding this whole situation. So wrestlers, referees, stage crew, backstage people, everyone's going to be a part of this meeting today. I think we're going to get a lot more information at 3:30 p.m. after this meeting comes out. Things to note here, Stephanie McMahon and Nick Khan are still co-CEOs, and Triple H is still the chief content officer. So all these reports coming out are saying that Vince doesn't want any part of creative. He doesn't want to be on TV. Well, he might be on TV. He doesn't want any part of creative because, as I tweeted out, my fear is this could be the fall of WWE. Now, when I say fall of WWE, I don't mean WWE's going away, because they're not. Okay? WWE stocks are actually up right now, which is insane to me. WWE stock right now is up 22.39%. They're selling at $88.17 a share, which is crazy because I think yesterday or the day before they were down to like $70. They have gone up to $88 a share. So I'm not saying that WWE is going to collapse. This isn't the fall of WCW. I'm saying this could be a fall of WWE far as backstage, right? Because what happens if Vince McMahon today says he doesn't want to be in charge of creative? What happens if he wakes up tomorrow morning and he says, you know what, Triple H, I'm taking over creative now? Okay, what's going to happen? There's going to be a power struggle, right? Because his daughter, who was demoted, right, is now co-CEO. His own daughter, who he told, or he had someone tell, you suck at your job. We're demoting you. Okay, how does Stephanie McMahon feel about this situation? How does her husband, Vince's son-in-law, Triple H, who is chief content officer, how does he feel about this situation? Nick Khan, one of the best businessmen WWE has had, he's co-CEO. So I hope this works out for everyone involved, but this is Vince McMahon we're talking about. This is a 77-year-old man, right, who thinks he's still in the Attitude Era. This is the same man who fired Bray Wyatt, said he was dead weight when Bray Wyatt was the best thing WWE had as far as merchandise sales, storytelling, the Firefly Funhouse, The Fiend. Whether you liked it or not, Bray Wyatt is a creative genius. Okay, Bray Wyatt is back now doing his, new persona with the Uncle Howdy stuff. Is it a little goofy? Yes, but Bray Wyatt is a great character that Vince McMahon fired. Okay? Look at all these people Triple H has brought back. Like I said, Bray Wyatt, right? Dakota Kai, Io Sky, Dexter Lumis, Johnny Gargano, Jonah. Bronson Reed, formerly known as Jonah. So, my fears are what happens to those talent? Because they're under contracts, right? I read some reports that the wrestlers said that if Vince McMahon becomes CEO, they will walk out. They will not work for Vince McMahon. Now, yes, are they breaking their contract, and is that against the law? Yes, but has that stopped other business people from walking out on their contracts? No, because, all the talent wrestlers, they're living the high life right now. The crazy old man is gone, and Triple H, our friend, our leader, he is in charge. It's a healthier environment. I'm not just talking about what you see on TV. I'm talking about behind the scenes. That's why I mean the fall of WWE, the behind the scenes stuff, right? Because it could be a lot of uproar. It could be a lot of bad morale. The morale in WWE is high right now, so it could be bad morale as far as Vince coming back. Hopefully he's realize that it's better with him not in creative, and he can just come in and be the businessman and help steer the sale of WWE, right? And make the best money for everyone he can on the sale, and he'll let Triple H and Stephanie stay in that creative position. Let Triple H and Stephanie book the shows, okay? Vince McMahon, a 77-year-old man, doesn't need to be booking the shows because he doesn't know what's best for business. So, like I said, hopefully it works out for everyone involved. I just wanted to do a quick episode here this morning. Like I said, 3:30 p.m. WWE will be holding all hands on deck meeting with everyone. So we will get more information coming out later today, which I will live tweet as I can throughout the day regarding the situation. But yeah, January 6th, man, the day Vince McMahon has forced his way back onto the WWE board of directors. Well, that's all I got for now, folks. On the li on That's all the latest on the WWE Vince McMahon back and board of directors situation. And tomorrow I will do a more in-depth episode far as the Vince McMahon situation, if we get any more updates, if anything gets announced tonight on SmackDown far as that. Well, there you go, folks. Thanks for joining me on my breaking news edition of the Battle Club Guys podcast. As always, follow me on Twitter at the Battle Club Guy. Check out that Instagram, the Battle Club Guy. Head on over to the YouTube channel, the Battle Club Guys podcast on YouTube. And yeah, Vince McMahon is back on the board of WWE. What will this mean for the future of WWE? Till next time.